أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayat we read, where Allah Ta'ala explained that when you come back from Arafat, then make Allah zikr in Muzdalifah. And after this, make istighfar, particularly Allah Ta'ala say. Ulama have written that in Arafat, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness was unlimited. And Allah made the malaika witnesses that all those who were in Arafat, I've totally forgiven them. I've given them the emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, salvation from the fire of Jahannam. They are now like newborn children whose slate is completely clear. All their gunas are forgiven. But Allah says, when you come to Muzdalifah, then wastaghfirullah. Ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. The forgiveness was completely granted. Now again, why forgiveness? This is, ulama explained, like when namaz a person performs, Allah forgives all his gunas. And the last dua, which is a sunnat dua to read at the end of namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. By that Allah forgives all the gunas. But it was the habit of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that after he made salam from namaz, then he would say three times, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So this Allah loves to ask forgiveness. Though Allah has forgiven us, Allah has made the malaika witnesses, but Allah loves this attitude of asking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And as we mentioned, very fortunate will be that person who will see a lot of istighfar in his record of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Istighfar is very loved by Allah Ta'ala. And any ibadat that is followed with begging for forgiveness, that ibadat is greatly accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Allah does not like that a person must think that I am very pious, I made a wonderful ibadat, and I made a wonderful namaz, a wonderful hajj, but all the time that is asking for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala loves very much. After that Allah says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ پھر جب پورے کر چکو اپنے حج کے کام کو. And then when you have completed your hajj, that is, you came back now to Muzdalifah, you went to Mina, you pelted the shayateen, the shaitan, and then you made your qurbani and you shaved your hair. So now you have completed your hajj to a great extent. So after that, then فَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. تو یاد کرو اللہ کو جیسے تم یاد کرتے تھے اپنے باپ داداؤں کو, بلکہ اس سے بھی زیادہ یاد کرو. It was the habit of the pagan Arabs, another big mistake they had brought and a change they had brought in their religion, in their practice, or from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after they completed all their ibadat, that is, they made their defelted shaitan, they made their qurbani, and they shaved their hair. Then there were bazaars that were their marketplaces, and they should sit in their groups and gatherings, and then they should speak of their forefathers and all the achievements of the forefathers, and they should boast to one another about their forefathers, what they had done. So Allah Ta'ala says, that is a wrong thing which they have brought. They make the dhikr of Allah, not of your forefathers. Your forefathers were only a means for you to come into this world. And they are the only outward source, and everything is in the hands of Allah. Your true creator is only Allah Ta'ala. And all the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala upon a person from all four sides all the time. All of us are drowning in the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So in Mina, it's not a time to pass time. And now after the qurbani is made, to eat the qurbani meat, by all means eat it. But that is not the main object. Yeah, it is that the dhikr of Allah should be made. The 3 days in Mina that people stay, they should be making a lot of the dhikr of Allah and remember Allah Ta'ala. Allah says how the pagan Arabs used to remember their forefathers, and they used to remember them very greatly. Allah says, remember Allah so much, in fact, oh, ashadda dhikra, even more than that, remember Allah. And Allah's great favors, one great favor there for the haji, that Allah granted him hajj. What a great thing to be present there after having being in Arafat. What a great thing. Spending the night in Muzdalifah, coming to Mina, completing the rites of Hajj. This is a great, great favor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So one should remember Allah Ta'ala. And also, all the time there were challenges for Hajj. Hajj is not a small, easy ibadah. There are a lot of challenges in Hajj. Now when Allah has granted you all that, make His shukr. And remember Him. And think of Him. And don't forget your istighfar also all the time. Because we all make mistakes. In Hajj also we make a lot of mistakes. So much so that the talk of dam, giving a penalty for our mistakes, is very common. And in fact, for safety's sake, even if a person did not make any mistakes, he should still give some sadaqah. So just to make sure that any mistake that could have happened, for that he compensates for it with sadaqah. Because it is the hajj, ibadat of hajj is that a person is prone to fall to various types of mistakes. So a person should remember Allah and think of Allah and make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. There when people sit in their groups, it shouldn't be just to pass time, etc. But it should be to remember Allah Ta'ala. So this is another thing which Allah has corrected of the Arabs, which they were doing wrong, that when they came to Mina, they should remember and speak about their forefathers. Allah says, remember Allah. He is the one who has brought you here in this world, brought you here in Muzdalifah, Arafat, Mina, who has granted you to see His great house, Baytullah, to make tawaf of it, to meet Muslims of the world, and to see how Islam is in the world. Hajj is one exposition where a person sees that all people of the world are Muslims. And we see people from every country who are coming there for Hajj. All colors, white and black, all people, learned and unlearned people, all types of people. And everyone is passionate about his Hajj and is very keen to correct his life. So on all this, make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And then the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains further how we should make the dhikr of Allah even further, and what du'as we should be making when we are there in Mina after our rites of Hajj have been completed. May Allah grant us all this reality of Hajj, and let us enjoy Hajj as it is supposed to be enjoyed and benefit from it fully, inshallah.